So today's gospel happens right after the miracle of when Jesus feeds 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. He feeds everyone, and there's 12 baskets left of leftovers. That was a miracle. The disciples and everyone thought it was pretty cool and wondered what Jesus would do for them next. Well, he sent everyone home. And then he sent the disciples off in a boat to cross the sea while he goes off into the mountains to pray, to give thanks to his Father for allowing him that miracle. Then sometime later that evening, during the fourth watch, which is like between 3 and 6 a.m., he sees the disciples are still rowing, trying to get across the sea, but they can't because there's a very strong wind blowing right in their face. He heads out to see if he can be of help. He walks on the water. Now, when the disciples see him or someone walking on the water in the middle of the sea, they become terrified and cry out. Now, I'm going to give the disciples a little bit of a pass here, because if I've been rowing for several hours, working really hard, and it's the middle of the night, and the seas are crazy and the wind's blowing, and all of a sudden I see somebody walking on the water in the dark, and I'm not sure who it is, because remember, there's no flashlights, there's no street lights, and you're in a storm, so there might not even be moonlight. Well, I have to admit, I might have screamed too. So eventually, they do recognize that it's Jesus, and he didn't mean to scare the poor disciples. So he tells them, "It is I. Don't be afraid." And he gets into the boat, and immediately the winds calm and the seas calm. You can bet everyone in the boat was astounded by what had just happened. Now, the disciples weren't astounded by the loaves, but walking to them on the water in the midst of the sea, that was amazing. Okay, so they didn't understand how Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fish. There had been times where I've come home and I looked in the fridge and I took a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and before you know it, I had myself a meal and I was full. Now, I didn't feed 5,000 from my refrigerator, but I got what I needed. Perhaps the disciples were pleased that they got a good meal that night and completely missed the miracle that had happened. Maybe they had seen so many miracles performed by Jesus that they no longer seemed like miracles, but something ordinary. The disciples had a hard time recognizing the miracles that Jesus kept performing for them right before their eyes. And then when Jesus steps into the boat out of the sea and calms the winds, right after they were terrified, they are all astounded. And astounded means to be shocked or greatly surprised. You see, none of them have put 2 and 2 together. None of them had yet recognized Jesus as the Son of God, their Messiah. We have to look at our own lives and ask, what miracles and blessings am I not seeing? I know sometimes I forget to give thanks for the many good things that happen in my life. I think we all have so many good things that happen to us that we don't realize what a miracle is when it happens or what blessings are when they occur. Every clear night, when the sky is filled with wonder, planets and stars, more than the number of hairs on your head, and yet, how often do we look up and wonder about God? I think we fall into the same trap as the disciples. We want Jesus to feed us, to protect us, give us all the good things, and take away the bad. We expect the God that answers all our prayers and grants all our wishes. We want Jesus to fit our image of God, one who gives us all the good things that the earth has to offer. And when he doesn't, it's hard for us to understand. Sometimes we might think of that Jesus is our warm and fuzzy friend, who's there to serve our every whim. But Jesus is God. And our relationship with him should never be taken lightly. He is the Word made flesh and has power over all. he doesn't offer us all the good things that the earth has to offer. His mission is to lead us to heaven, not make us comfortable on earth. He offers us the kingdom of God and all the good things that heaven has to offer. He offers that to each one of us. Jesus showed the disciples over and over again that he was the Son of God by performing fantastic actions and his words. God shows himself to us with all the miracles and blessings around us. Jesus is our friend, but he is our God. He wants the best for you and all that heaven can offer. All that you have to do is listen to him and follow him with softened hearts. Don't make Jesus fit your image of God. Rather, make yourself an image of Jesus.